And I met John Eagleton at OU.
So it worked. You did meet a man.
I did meet a man, yes. And we married in 1956.
And tell us about this man.
John Eagleton. John Eagleton was a big man on campus. He was a wrestler. He was a law student. He was a Sigma Chi. He was very popular and very gregarious. And it turns out he's very sociable. He's very energetic and active. He loves people and always has. He was in law school when I met him, but he had a business degree, and his aspiration was to be a tax lawyer. So we moved to Dallas when he went to work for Pete Marwick and Mitchell, which was an accounting firm, while he studied for his CPA, Certified Public Accountant's license, and he got it. Then we went to New Orleans, where he went to work for the Treasury Department, the federal government. Then we came back to Tulsa after 3 years in 1961, I think, and he began to practice tax law.
Children from your marriage?
We have two children, Courtney and Rick. Rick lives in Tulsa. Courtney lives in Colorado.
And what are they doing?
Ricky is a lawyer. Courtney is a single mom who works at various things. She's very interested in animals and works in animal areas. She has two little girls, and Rick has three children, twins and Jane. In fact, I say I have five grandchildren, all boys except for the four girls.
1961. President Kennedy proposes a moon landing. Do you remember that?
Sure. We were very excited about that. By that time, we had television and we were watching everything.
Tell us about the first television that came into your life.
The first television my father bought for us when we lived in Dallas and were first married. I was sort of lonely in Dallas. Tulsa's a very special place. You can be a newcomer and become part of the fabric. It was open. Dallas and New Orleans were not so open, or at least to my mind. We were sort of isolated, and my dad came to visit us one day, and he bought us a television. That was our first experience.
Remember any programs that you might have watched back then?
Oh, I watched all of them, I'm sure.
You think the youth of Oklahoma, we were younger than Texas and New Orleans, do you think it was easier to meet here and meet new people?
I think Tulsa was a very special place. I think it was a new city. It had not become jaded or tired or spent as some of the Rust Belt cities had. It was new and it was optimistic. A lot of new people came in with the oil companies, and Tulsa was growing very rapidly. So in a curious way, it absorbed its newcomers. You didn't feel like you couldn't become a part of the fabric of the city.